Everyone, and welcome back to
Conscious. Hey, this is Vinny James, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
We are going to continue our
BBSRadio.com
that we started last week with Caroline. Last week we were, I don't know if you remember, if you were there, but last week we were doing a meditation to put us in relation with our physicality and really relax our body. And Caroline had this unbelievable voice and made us really light as the etheric. But today we're going to do something totally different. And for that, I have a guest who already came. It was actually our first show, and it was Angela Paragoff, who came and had such a great insight and such great, she's just a great speaker. And in terms of whatever is spiritual, whatever is metaphysical, to teach us and let us, help us understand a little bit more about what is out there, that it was for us a great way to have her come back here with us and share our vision as well. So, Angie, you here?
I am here. Thank
How are you doing?
I'm doing well tonight.
Very good. So we are going to take our listeners onto a new guided meditation. And before we do it, we are going to kind of explain a little bit what it's going to be about. Because it may be, like even people who went on the website to look at, the preview of the show may have said, what is it really going to be? So we are going to connect with the voice of the soul. What does it mean, and what should we expect?
Right. As you're doing your meditation series last week, as I understand, everybody learned how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, your listeners are going to get to have a guided meditation and meet their guides.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to bring into the series the bridge. And the voice of the soul actually is the internal atmosphere inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the atmosphere or the environment that you go to before you would get guidance from your guides or your
mm-hmm.
angels or
mm-hmm.
your own soul voice, which is one of the tools that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Because I access my own soul voice. I have guides. I don't have too many angels, but I know they're around. But
mm-hmm.
I don't speak with them too often.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as an experience, what I teach my Science of Mind students is that this is the place that we start. First, we learn how to relax the body. Then we go into the body, into the place of the inner area where the soul is housed. And what is that vibration and what is that frequency?
Mm.
And from there, you can go many different places for guidance. So that's part of what I want to bring.
Very interesting. So in the little show preview that you sent to me and that I posted on our webpage,
mm-hmm.
you said that we are going to release the energy of ego.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you explain a little bit more about that?
You can, yes. Yes, I can. Whenever you're going into the environment of soul or into that place where soul is, you really have to release the ego mind. Now, ego mind is many things, but how I like to reference it is it's the first voice that usually wants to discard your intuition or your own inner
mm-hmm.
own inner guidance. So when we go into this place, I go in with an intention that the ego voice stays outside of that area.
Mm.
So that when you ask a question or you go in with an intention, the answers and the guidance that come don't get questioned. Now, sometime when you come out of the meditation, you'll get shapes. But mm-hmm. while you're in this sacred space, mm-hmm. you will not be bothered with that mind chatter or the mm-hmm. voice that's trying to get you to listen to social consciousness or personality consciousness or, you know, all the things that would distract you from your
okay.
own soul voice or your own soul resonance.
Very cool. So there is one point that you brought up, again, on your little preview, was that people need to have fun.
You do need to have fun.
There's like the seriousness about this guided meditation. You know, mm-hmm. we're going to be like all into it, but there's a lightness to it.
There is a lightness to it. Because don't you think that as you have been on your spiritual journey for years now, at first we have to be disciplined and we have to develop a practice.
Mm-hmm.
And after a time, when you get in the flow and the harmony of your spiritual journey, it really should be fun. It doesn't need to be so serious all the
mm-hmm.
time. You do become light, and as the soul comes in and starts to live part of your life in harmony with the personality and with the ego, it should be a lot more fun.
All right. So do you have any advice in terms of do people need to prepare something? They need to lay down, like lower, turn on or turn off the light, they should put some incense. Is there any, like, rituals?
Yes, as we're introducing the subject matter, people should, they want to create, and your listeners need to create an atmosphere for themselves that's quiet and calming. So as we're speaking, they can begin to take a couple of minutes and prepare. I like to call it my sacred nest of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So make it quiet, make it calm. You can light a candle.
Mm-hmm.
You can burn incense. If you do get chilled easily when you settle in and begin to get quiet and mindful and meditate, you do want a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I like to keep a glass of water nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I need water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that anything that makes the body comfortable is what they want. And
any position, people should be lay down, people should be sitting, or is there any...
Well, we're going to go for about 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
on either side of 30 minutes. So
mm-hmm.
If you're either lying down or sitting comfortably, this
okay.
isn't a formal meditation practice where you have to have all seven chakras aligned and the spine has to be absolutely straight. This is a less formal guided meditation, so they can be as comfortable as they'd like to be, but not so comfortable that you fall asleep and miss out on the meditation.
All right. So my other question is, people who have not like been through the first guided meditation we did last week, I was asked, is it worthy for me to get in, or will I get something out of it? So what would you want to tell them?
From what I understand from you, Aileen, is every meditation and guest that you're bringing on throughout this series is an experience unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
And while there's a theme and we are building, you don't have to have knowledge of one to go to the next. Part of it will be incorporated. Yeah.
Correct.
Whatever
and I
needs
have to
be there will be incorporated into the meditation.
Correct. And I have to say to our listeners that knowing Angie and you know, I've been gone to many of your sessions and obviously done a few meditation with you, and I have to really reassure everyone that you don't need to have gone through anything before having understood a lot of concept, because It is just your voice is just going to really lead the path throughout the 30 minutes. And really, this is really like an hypnosis, like you're getting into it. And so I've always been in there, so I have no problem telling our listeners to relax, even though they feel that maybe they have missed the first one, or so that you have not missed anything for that one, that's for sure.
No, they won't have missed anything, and they will be, like we do, like I do before my classes. I do something similar to this, not as long, but something similar before every class, and it sets a tone. And really, I'm just, my voice is the facilitator. We create an intention in a sacred space, and then I just become, my voice becomes the guide for people to go into the space and be able to explore safely.
Yes. So I'm not sure that we're going to have music. So we really probably need to get into the zone with your voice.
Okay.
Okay? So... I guess it's all up to you now. We are in your hand and in your voice for 30 minutes.
Okay. I don't know if it's coming across the telephones, but the airplanes are flying here.
Oh, okay.
So if you do hear background noise, it is the Navy flying their practice runs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because of where you live, yes.
That's right. I live near the largest naval
air base.
The East Coast. So, so you may hear some of that in the background. You can just pretend that it's your guardian angels coming in for a flyover.
There you go.
Yes. So,
all right.
With this voice of soul meditation, what I would like the listeners to do before we go into the meditation is take just a few moments, and I want everyone to reflect for just a minute and find, come up with one care or one concern or one worry that they would like some guidance on. So just think for a minute about something that you have, that you would like guidance with, that has recently come up for you. And when you have that in your awareness, you can let it go and just know that we're going to come back to that later. So as we move into this space of centered awareness, I would like everyone, I would like you to get comfortable, allow all the worries from today, any thoughts of today, to just fall away. Want to take a conscious moment and breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Again through the nose. Out through the mouth. And once more, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I am going to set the intention for our time together, for this meditation time. I ask and intend a total recall of the soul spark energy that is the divine birthright of every living. and intend to be the conduit of communication for my own soul presence and love energy to be present. I ask for the soul energy and information that is immortally available to me at this time to come through effortlessly and easily. I ask and intend to be joined with my guides and guardians of the highest light. I ask and intend to be supported by all dimensions and fields as a new orientation of remembrance is fine-tuned, expanded, and established tonight. I acknowledge being part of the Absolute and therefore carrying the divine lineage that links me back to Source. I am grateful for the goodness of God that I have received and open to allowing my own wisdom, my own essence, and my own divinity to unfold gracefully this night. So take another breath and just allow that to settle in and around us. Now, I want you to focus your attention at the center of your chest in the area of your heart chakra. Just allow your awareness to be in this place. If you can feel your presence in your body with focused, centered attention at your heart chakra. Now, using your mind's eye, find the path of light that opens the lotus of compassion in this chamber that is within the heart chakra. If you cannot see a path of light, you will feel it. Follow this light, or follow this feeling, for it will lead you to a meditative seat in the lotus of compassion within your heart chamber. And sitting in this lotus chamber, I want you to bring forth images, thought forms, feelings, emotions that would bring compassion into this experience. And as you become compassion, just notice the sense of lightness and warmth that settles around and within you. Take notice of this place within your own heart center. As you intend to be compassion, notice how anchored and safe you feel, and how this structure of compassion protects and sustains you. allow every living cell in your body to drink in this vibration as you just relax and explore in this environment. So breathe, relax, and allow compassion. And as you breathe this energy within this chamber, you may begin to see colors. Perhaps you hear sounds. There may even be aromas or scents. And some people even have a kinesthetic feeling, so they may sense textures. Whatever the experience is, take note. Is there light in this place? This is your time to really explore and get curious about this place that you've traveled to. What colors are there? Is there light? Are there sounds? Or are you in silent meditation? Are you in a physical structure? Or perhaps your lotus is sitting in nature. See if you can gain a sense of anything that's engaging your physical body. Is there a breeze or coolness or warmth? Really allow yourself to become absorbed in this experience. Take in all the dynamics that are happening in this moment. And as you do, set your intention to attain the serenity connection to your own soul. So from this sacred place, and in your own words, intend to meet the true being of spirit that walks this incarnation as a personality within form. Invite this presence into your focused awareness. And know as you extend an invitation for this presence to come more fully into your focused experience, that the ego can sit quietly and comfortably and take a breath. Assure the ego that it can have its job back after this meditation. But for this time, it is relieved. It can have a little sabbatical. So let's just allow our egos to find a quiet place and rest. Pay attention to what you're feeling and stay totally present. With the ego resting, now receive and emanate the vibration of your own soul essence. Allow this vibration slowly begin to build and expand and fill your entire mind, your entire experience. And then just allow yourself to breathe and linger in this inner area of soul resonance. This is the place we don't often get to in our day-to-day lives. But this is the place where soul becomes luminescent and alive. Place where soul can grow beyond the boundaries of skin and bones. You may notice that your body feels quite different because your energy is now no longer contained within the boundaries, within the form of physicality. Whatever it is for you, just experience this vibration. It doesn't matter that you maintain this vibration indefinitely. It just matters that you experience it now. For in this moment, this precious divine moment, be that essence completely. Present place, this quiet, still, moment, this is you in touch with your own soul. And this is the place where we merge with the all that is. That spark of divinity, that is everywhere, present all the time. And it's very quiet. And it can be very calm, but it will have its own distinct characteristics and attributes for you personally. Whatever you are experiencing is perfect for you. let's take just another moment and see if you can open your heart, your energetic space, even just a little bit wider, and allow this soul vibration to fill even more space than you thought possible. Allow it to go down, 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 all the way to your feet and below. And then get a sense of it going up, up and past the heart chakra. And up over your head. And allow it to go out past the boundaries of your own body. For some, it can go hundreds of feet out past the body, and for others, it may just go 2, 3, or 4 feet past the boundaries of the body. Whatever it is personal for you, and as long as you are with this energy and have present moment awareness, then you're in contact with your own soul vibration and soul voice. So now, I want you to reflect back on that worry or concern that you came up with at the beginning of the meditation. So just focus back on that for a moment. And I want you to, whatever your care or your concern is, I want you to be in this place of soul vibration, but in your imagination, I want you to go back into the experience. Go back to that time that you would like guidance with. Focus. With intention that you would like guidance, information, or answers to this problem. And when you're ready, go ahead and allow that experience to fade and see yourself back on the lotus of compassion in the heart chamber, whatever that looks like for you. And know that you now have the answer to your concern. The answer may come as a guide or a being in your space, in this sacred space, who will give you the information. The answer may simply be a knowing could be an audible sound. It may even just be a feeling. If you are an intuitive feeler, you may be feeling the answer in your body. So just discern if it feels good or if it feels bad. And if you need more clarity on an action to take, simply ask. Always have the answers available from this place where you are linked to your own soul essence with awareness. You are given carte blanche to universal knowledge and principles. And without the ego trying to distract you, you will get a true answer for your highest and best good. So again, just allow answers to be there. And if you are not getting any kind of information that you're consciously aware of, not to worry. You will know when it comes to solving this problem. You will know exactly how to act and what actions to take and what direction to go in because you have linked to your own soul guidance. Take just a moment more and finish gathering any information, any details that you need. Then allow those connections to also slip away. Let them fade into the background and bring your attention back to your lotus of compassion. Very important when you go into direct contact with the soul that you don't worry that you're getting or not getting the answers. Go in, get your information, and then come back out. Knowing that it is taken care of. In this place, this chamber of heart energy, I would ask you just once more to recall everyone and anything involved in the experience that you needed guidance with. So bring those back, bring that back into your conscious awareness, and with a grateful heart, let's bless everyone and everything involved in this situation or this experience. Fill this experience or situation with beautiful white light or pink heart light, or even the green, compassionate heart energy. Whatever feels right for you, let's bless this situation and know that everyone's souls now act in harmony and for the highest and best of everyone involved. And then we let that dissolve. And we bring our attention back to the breath. So take a deep breath in. Another breath in and out, knowing that you are spirit manifest in a form. You are speckled lights of consciousness filled overflowing as a personality and a physical human being. But first, you were a soul that is part and parcel, forever unified with an infinite intelligence that only knows how to create and respond to life with the greatest fulfillment. Now continue to breathe. And we're going to bring our awareness back out from the deepest chambers of our heart. We're going to come back and focus our awareness on the area that is right in front of our physical chest. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Again, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Coming closer and closer back to conscious awareness. Back into the room where you're sitting or lying comfortably. Back into July 22nd. Breathing and feeling refreshed. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your toes. Move your hands, and then open your eyes. And now is when that drink of water comes in very handy. Miss Aileen, that is what I call one of my shortcuts to wholeness. Going into the heart, really sensing what is there, the environment, because it's different for everybody. Some people see lights. Some people do see angels or guides, or there's all different symbols that come. So whatever it is for each person, it becomes just a trust, you know, learning your own, how your soul sends you information. Because one thing I've known from doing this with many different people is that each soul communicates uniquely to each person. And that depends on the type of being that we are, our different incarnations and our soul memories. So I never like to fit any kind of one symbol into a meditation. I think it becomes more like a dream where the soul, whatever it means for you.
Yes, definitely.
So
we can still tell our listeners that if they want to share their experience with you being their guide for this guided meditation, then they can contact you and or by email and definitely share it with you and eventually even ask a question to, you know, things that they may have felt, saw, or heard, or whatever else, and that they really want to go a little bit further, and maybe you can have some answers for them. So where can they find you?
Okay. If they go to, the easiest way to find me is on the internet. And if they go to www.angelaparagoff.com, they will get information and they can contact me through the website. And I believe even on your webpage there'll be a link.
Yes, there will be a link.
Yeah.
Correct. Totally. So I have a question, though.
Okay.
We have 5 minutes, and maybe it's really going to be like the short version of the answer for that question, because it is a pretty deep question. But how important do you feel that it is to have a guided meditation, like a collective guided meditation on a global collective consciousness.
How important is it for the global collective?
Yeah, like the fact that many people have done these guided meditation on at the same time, does that impact the collective consciousness, or is it really simply on a personal level?
Well, from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
it makes a huge impact. Now,
mm-hmm.
From my what I believe is that there's only one of us. There's just
mm-hmm.
there's only one, and when a majority of that one can come into the same pointed, focused consciousness at the same time, you create a huge shift.
Mm-hmm.
If we could all do, you know, they've had different global meditations, and we have at different times, and it does affect consciousness. It does affect life here.
Mm-hmm.
It does affect the being that we live upon the earth,
mm-hmm.
and they even have proven scientifically
mm-hmm.
That doing things collectively affects consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of the eggs that are kept at Stanford, where they have done these different experiments and had people do things like this all at one time,
mm-hmm.
and it actually registers, you know,
mm-hmm.
on their
mm-hmm.
little Richter scale
mm-hmm.
where consciousness gets affected. So it's very important.
And
mm-hmm. for me, particularly things like this, I get excited because I think that we're all bringing more of soul here as
mm-hmm.
as we enter another era of living on planet Earth. I
mm-hmm.
think that we are going to have less and less ego and more of our own soul essence.
Great.
Here.
So we need to tell our listener that this show will be archived and that they will be able to access to it and do it over and over and over again to really get really into that voice of the soul, and then we need to tell them as well. So I'm telling you, listeners, that according to Angela, which I believe is what I believe too, is that if it does make an impact, then it is time for all of you to get one person to do the next guided meditation. Because imagine, you know, if we multiply for during the five next one that we have, then the amount of people who are going to be meditating at the same time towards a peace, inner peace goal. So that's going to be the goal. That's going to be brilliant.
And you know, Aileen, I was thinking, if your listeners have questions about the information they got tonight,
mm-hmm.
they can also tune in to your series next Tuesday evening.
Exactly.
The meditation, you're going to meet guides next week. You can
mm-hmm.
also ask these guides your questions.
Definitely.
So,
I mean, how many times did you or did I have... did I need clarity on messages that I received? And it's like, okay, that is not very clear to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so asking the question again, and like you say, meeting the guides, meeting the, you know, our support system, that is bringing the answer, because we've done it over and over again. There's this intimacy that's creating this knowledge about our body, how we react, what we feel, what we hear, the way they interact with us. And then suddenly it became truly another form of communication. And we have a sixth sense. And granted, we're here to use it.
That's right. And
yes.
And don't you think that it's really just teaching ourselves how we do it for ourselves?
Yes. This is really about knowing the self and knowing how we function, work, and it is, like you were saying earlier, it is so unique, and that actually proves our uniqueness, but it is so unique that it is very hard for a guide or a teacher to there's so far you can take someone to do that communication. After, you know, the path, you can lead them, guide them to a point where after there's a need to really live the experience and be the experience and truly feel it with every single cell of the body and recognize it as it is. And there's no good or bad or right or wrong. This is what it is for you and what it is for this person and this other one. And I think it needs to be recognized as so. There's nothing to compare with someone else. Oh, I didn't see that angel or I didn't see that guide. It only is what it is for you. And as long as it makes sense, this is what it's supposed to be.
That's right. And this is why your listeners are so lucky, because I really think that you're giving them Christmas in July.
Thank you so very much.
You're giving them an experience every week.
Yes, and they deserve it, and I'm so glad that it comes through Conscious Fitness and Divine Body, because this is the show that allowed every one of us to really remember that we are spiritual being living a physical experience, and if it's not here and now, then it's never gonna be. So thank you so much again, NJ, for your time. I know that it's precious, and thank you for sharing this guided meditation with every one of us, and we'll meet all of you plus more next week in the next Conscious Fitness Divine Body for the next guided meditation. We will be back with Caroline next week, and so don't forget, be in it, be experiencing it, and have fun with it. Thank you so much. Have a good evening. Bye.
Can I fly away? Yesterday, somewhere in my heart, we'll never be apart. Every time I try.